If you find yourself working from home these days, we have some security tips to keep your organization safe and secure wherever you happen to be working. This is Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. The following information is from Know Before Alert. Whether you work from home or work from the office, the security of your organization must be a top priority. While these two locations can feel quite different, you can use the same precautions no matter where you're working. Let's look at some important cybersecurity rules and how they can be used both in the office and at home. Only use secure devices. Remember that your device is only as secure as the apps running on it. Never install an application or plugin without checking with data services or your IT department. Only use your work device for work and only use your personal device for personal use. To help keep your home internet connection secure, use a complex password on your router. Also, when working, make sure you're on the organization's virtual private network, commonly referred to as the VPN. Protect your physical workspace. In the office, watch out for piggybacking and tailgating. A piggybacker is someone who claims to be part of your organization and follows you into a secure area without the use of a badge or entry code. A tailgater is someone who waits for you to enter or exit a secure area and then sneaks in while the door is still open. Be suspicious of anyone who you do not recognize and don't be afraid to ask for identification. And at home, find a private and comfortable workspace where no one can view your screen while you're working. You must keep all sensitive information out of sight for any unauthorized persons, including your partner, children, and friends. Always lock your computer when you step away from your desk. If you leave your computer unlocked, anyone can use it to access sensitive data, steal your login credentials, or even install malware. And think before you click. Never click a link or download an attachment from an email that you weren't expecting. Even if the sender appears to be part of a legitimate organization, the email address could be spoofed. When an email asks you to log into an account or online service, navigate to that service through your browser and not by clicking the link in the email. That way you can ensure you're logging in to a real website and not a phony lookalike. And when in doubt, call the sender of the email to be sure that the request, link, or attachment is legitimate. Don't call the phone number provided within the email as it may be a fake number. We hope you found these tips to be useful. If you have any additional tips on this subject or other financial matters, please email us at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org or look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn to share your thoughts about the show. Thanks for listening to today's Money Tip Tuesday, and be sure to listen to other tips and episodes on the Making Money Personal podcast. Have a great day, everyone.